With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If you haven't made plans yet to attend the Tree Fruit Association's annual meeting in Northwest Hort Expo in Yakima, December 6th, 7th, and 8th is right around the corner. Meeting chair, Matson Fruit Company's Jordan Matson, says after last year, an in-person meeting and trade show is great, but
a lot of it's also out in the hallways, talking with your friends, your peers, and going, hey, did you listen to the talk there at 1:45? No, I didn't. What'd they say? And you kind of talk about it and kind of plan on how you're going to implement it or variations of it. It's a great opportunity. And last year, we really missed not having it.
Matson says a few precautions will be taken.
There will be some extra hoops to jump through. Right now, it's going to require a proof of vaccination or a negative test result within 72 hours, but that could all change.
And Matson says there will be other safeguards as well.
Some organizations are still discouraging in-person meetings, so some of our presenters will be presenting through Zoom. Now, we will still be there in person, the attendees, but there will be some attending virtually.
Matson says putting this together has been a team effort.
It's not just my show. There's a whole planning committee and team of session managers helping put this together, along with the awesome staff that John Devaney has at the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. So, well, I may have the title, it's a group effort, and I really appreciate all the awesome support and help I've gotten on this year.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Northwest Hort Expo and annual WISTFA meeting. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.